Letting go is a way of letting things be, of accepting things as they are, Jon Kabat-Zinn wrote while contemplating seven mental qualities of a good meditator. When we find ourselves judging our experience, we let go of those judging thoughts. We recognize them and we just don't pursue them any further. We let them be, and in doing so we let them go. This is a beautiful teaching, and yet a very strange and alien one to our inborn way of seeing things, and the way we form the crust of our outermost selves. For most of us, the emotions that pain the most, the thoughts that wound the most, are those that we can't let go, the yearning for unattainable things, precisely because they are unattainable, reliving of what never was, guilt over not being someone else, discontent with the way things are. All these semitones of the mind's consciousness create in us an agonizing landscape, an everlasting twilight of what we are. It is precisely because of this precarious human condition that another teacher of immense wisdom took up this issue 2.5 millennia ago to its exquisite extreme in his famous exposition, one that shows us the true meaning of letting go and moving on, the Buddhist parable of the raft. Presented here in a beautiful retelling written by an eminent Buddhist scholar monk Walpola Rahula, May 9, 1907, to September 18, 1997, and included in his book What the Buddha Taught,